2015, and it is about 11:50. Purpose of the meeting, organizational meeting of the 30th Alaska State Legislature, I'd like to take just a moment to thank so many people who've made the last 2 years so successful, particularly Ms. Varney. You've done a tremendous job, and your staff, thank you so much for your support. And Mr. Gardner, for the head of our legal services, just great to work with through a lot of contractual issues. And I want to thank you both particularly, as well as all the legislative affairs staff, and certainly my chief of staff, Katrina Matheny. It's been a pleasure working with all of you. So let's move right on to the job we have today, which is eventually turn the gavel over to the new chair. I'll ask Asante to call the roll, please.
Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edgman. Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Drummond.
Here.
Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Senator Giesel. Representative Keough.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
All prepared.
14 members present.
Thank you.
15 members present.
Thank you. We have a quorum then. I'd turn to the our new speaker, Representative Edgman. Thank you for being here, and I think you have a motion for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to nominate Representative Sam Keto as the chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that the nominations be closed.
Thank you. Is there any objection? If none, then I congratulate Representative Keto and look forward to working with him, and I'll pass the gavel on to him if I can get it past Senator Stedman.
Maybe not.
Thank you, Senator Stevens, and thank you for your service on Legislative Council. And do I need to call the meeting to order again? I think we're all set. So I do know people have other things to do, and I do know we're trying to squeeze this meeting into some other meetings. So one of the first things I'd like to do is, in the interest of time, go through the agenda, and I would like to actually remove the West Benson LIO item from the agenda with the explanation that we do still have some issues that we're trying to resolve regarding building and building renovation, but that we will be putting together a working group or two to discuss the issue as session moves along, and that we right now are still able to occupy and utilize the facility, and will be continuing to do so, and considering what renovations are necessary for the future. We've already heard that I think I have something else to do procedurally first. So I will get back to that, and I will ask Senator Stevens to nominate our vice chair.
Thank you. I nominate Senator Bert Stedman as the vice chairman of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that the nominations be closed.
And so thank you, and Senator Stedman, congratulations and welcome as vice chair. And I will continue on, I guess, on that item. So we'll change the agenda to remove the West Benson LIO, and we will be, I'm available, of course, for discussions about that at a later point.
Mr. Chairman, just regarding
Senator
that,
Kelly.
Thank you. I just was going to comment that the West Benson item was an action item that obviously was a significant item, and because it's being removed, I have another appointment that I will leave, and I just wanted you to know that the other action items don't seem to be as pressing as that, so I will be leaving.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. And we will also be trying to get through the agenda fairly quickly, so other members will be free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first item on the agenda is quorum and voting requirements. And this committee, we will need 8 members for the quorum. One member will need to be from both, but we need to have at least one member from both bodies. It'll require 8 members to approve a motion, and the policy for any motion made without objection is that a roll call vote will not be required. We have alternate members. Welcome Representative Drummond and Representative Eastman. And Senator Geisel is not with us today, but the alternate members are welcome to participate and attend any of the Ledge Council meetings, but will not be eligible to vote unless the appropriate body's number of members are not present. So next item on the list is sanctioning of charity events. And per Alaska Statute 2460.080A2B, Legislative Council sanctions charitable events that have a 501c3 tax-free status. This has been our policy since 2003. The committee grants the chair the ability to sanction the events, so there are opportunities if an event is happening before the next Legislative Council meeting for that event to be sanctioned, but then the committee will ratify the sanctioning at the next available meeting. So without objection, is there an interest to maintain that policy? No objection. We will maintain that policy. Actually, I should go back on the alternate members. What I've identified as the alternate members, are there any interest in changing that policy? Without objection, we will maintain the alternate members' chair policy. We are looking at trying to establish some subcommittees on various issues to make sure that we're addressing legislative business efficiently and making sure that we have as much participation in those issues as possible. The committees that I am proposing, and these are not an exclusive list of committees. If anybody else has suggestions or things that we might want to try and address in subcommittees, let me know. But the committees that we have right now are Information Technology, which is a committee continuation from last year, a Security Committee, and then I'm proposing that we establish a Moving and Travel Committee, Per Diem Committee, and a committee to discuss space utilization with respect to the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. So what I will do, as opposed to having people identify what their committee preferences are in this meeting, if you have an interest in serving in any one of these committees, let my office know and we will identify those members of the committee. I would like to try and have members from both bodies on each one of the committees, and so we will be working with the members to make sure that we can do that. And those committees are also will be open to any other member of the legislature that has an interest in any of those issues. So moving on to item number four, the committee business. If Mr. Luckup can come up to the table and give us a report, we will be looking at the reviser of statutes bill. Thank you, Jerry.
For the record, my name is Jerry Luckup. I'm the reviser of statutes for the Alaska State Legislature. I believe we're going to talk about the manual legislative drafting first and then the reviser's bill. The manual legislative drafting is required under Rule 10 of the Alaska State Legislature, and the purpose is to provide for some uniformity and continuity and to reduce ambiguity in the statute so that we don't end up with a situation where the courts are constantly interpreting what we say. And if we say one thing in one place, and we should be saying it the same way in another place. And to that end, the new manual is sort of purple colored, and I've identified the changes. We've got the normal clerical changes that occur from going from the 29th to the 30th legislature. One of the big changes was the addition of a section to provide a little more notice to both you and your staff as of the things that we need in order to effectively carry out your wishes, and that's a section called Considerations for Drafting of Bills. It's directed to the drafter, but in another section, we tell the reader of the manual that this would also be good for someone who's making the request. Our job is to effectuate your desires, your interests. You're the lawmakers, and we're going to do that as best we can. And this manual allows us to do that in a way that's consistent for everybody. If there are any questions, I'm able to address those. Like I said, overall the changes are fairly minor. We have added two cases in that refer to issues that people commonly are exposed to, and we also removed a section with the budget. Senator McKinnon's usually asked me a question about the budget section, if we'd make any change there. We had a section dealing with the budget that deals with engrossment and enrollment using a computer printout. We don't do that any longer. Ledge Finance uses a word program like we do to produce their version, the front pages of the budget. So that's obsolete, so we propose to take that out of the drafting manual this year. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Jerry. And on the drafting manual, so I apologize for getting that turned around in the my introduction. So are there any comments or questions about the legislative drafting manual? Senator Stebbins?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Council adopt the 2017 drafting manual.
So if there are no objections, the 2017 legislative drafting manual is adopted. And so we will all be getting our new purple copies of the drafting manual. Item number C, I guess, on my list is the revisor's bill. And if you could provide us with some information about the revisor's bill, and I do think we have a slight change that we might be making before we send it off.
Chairman Keogh, I'd like Lisa Kirsch to come up, and who's been in charge of the revisor's bill the last 4 years or so. We didn't do a revisor's bill last year due to the numerous special sessions we had and the late special session we had. So
thank you, Mr.
Would you like to start off?
For the record, can you place your name and position on the record, please?
My name is Lisa Kirsch. I'm the assistant revisor, or one of two assistant revisors. The revisor's bill, as you may already know, is designed to, you know, correct any deficiency or conflicts or get rid of obsolete provisions. It generally improves the substance and the form of the Alaska statutes. We do it under Title I, which gives us the ability to make certain types of changes. Generally, we avoid any kind of substantive changes. We try to stay within things that are clearly within our statutory authority. So this particular bill has sections that make pretty typical changes. One that we often make is the removal of the words "but not limited to" after "including," because we have a statute that allows us to use simply the word "including" and not have to write "but not limited to" every time we use that term. Some of the others correct obsolete provisions or correct citations or grammatical errors, things like that. You should have a sectional in your packet that goes through all of those in detail, and I'd be happy to answer any specific questions that people might have about the bill in general.
Do we have any questions about the revisor's bill? Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move a conceptual amendment before the committee for discussion. Page 6, line 31 through page 7, line 1. Delete, deliver the report to the Senate Secretary and Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives, and. I believe it's been passed out, and I'd like Mr. Luckett and Ms. Kirsch to speak to that.
Okay, thank you. So we have amendment, conceptual amendment 1 before us. Ms. Kirsch?
I'll or defer to the Mr. Luckett. Advisor on that.
That language, through the chair, Senator McKinnon, that language was inserted. We've been trying to insert language like that into the statutes to assist the chief clerk and the Senate secretary in dealing with the numerous reports that the legislature requires that executive branch agencies submit to the legislature. The clerk and the secretary have had problems over the years with some agencies making phone calls saying that the report is available, others actually sending physical reports, others sending electronic reports, some sending reports inundating the clerk or the secretary with 60 reports and no real continuity or anything with regards to that. In 1995, the legislature sponsored, enacted a law that in 127 places in statute changed the requirements for reports. We removed requirements for each member of the legislature to receive a physical report and put in this language about the agency shall complete the report and notify the legislature that the report is available. That language became problematic over the years and created an additional workload on the clerk and the secretary, who were oftentimes having to do some of the work the executive branch agency should probably be doing in organizing the report or along that method. In this case, it's probably best to remove this language from the revisor's bill and address this separately in another bill. Senator McKinnon has asked us to prepare legislation that might create a common provision for reports to the legislature, something we might insert into Title 24 that provides that when the legislature requires an agency to submit a report to the legislature, it will be done in a certain way. It will either be submitted in electronic format to the Senate Secretary or Chief Clerk, and notice shall be provided to the individual members of the legislature by electronic means or whatever Senator McKinnon desires. And then in these individual sections where we order an annual report or something on something, we can just say the agency shall submit the report as provided under 24.10.220, and it'll be a simpler process. Everyone will know the way to do it, and it might finally, I doubt it will finally solve the problem of these reports and that occur, but it might provide a little more simplicity for the clerk and certainty for the clerk and the secretary and each one of you. And so I would recommend that the revisor's bill go forward without that clause that's part of that amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Luckup. And it does sound like there's some things that we can do as a legislature really to clarify the whole situation in statute. So, Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted Mr. Luckett and his team to have an opportunity to talk about some of the challenges that we face. The legislature has been moving towards electronic submittal of reports so that we don't have some of the expenses and being able to centralize or unify where reports are distributed to would be helpful for the entire team, both at legal and for us. But as we go forward, I'm happy to introduce either a committee bill or a personal legislation on behalf of all of us. It will be in the end from the legislature, not from Senator McKinnon, one way or another. It won't be mine. And I would like all of you that would support this amendment to also support. When we bring the bill forward, we can chew it up however we want to address this issue. But in the past, when reviser bills go forward, other there are ideas and concepts that hitchhike on those bills. If I could get all of your commitment to try to bring this forward, it has been attempted several times already to clarify this position, which is causing some difficulty for our revisers as well as our legal department. So know that bills evolve and we need to change things, but if we could stick to the topic that's addressed here and not try to let other municipalities or other individuals add other things, they should just introduce their own bills. I'm not opposed to taking up those issues, but we really could use legislative council member support to shepherd along this move towards electronic and certainty on where reports will wind up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator McGinnon. And are there any other comments or questions about conceptual amendment number one? Are there any objections to adoption of conceptual amendment one? The amendment's been moved. Without objection, conceptual amendment one is adopted. And then any other questions on the reviser's bill itself?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council approve the 2017 reviser's bill, version 30LS-0010/J, as amended, and forward it to the House Rules Committee for introduction by request.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. And are there any objections to the motion? Without objection, that reviser's bill has been forwarded to the Rules Committee. Thank you, Mr. Luckup. Ms. Kirsch. The only other item on our agenda is ratification of a single charitable event. So we have the American Red Cross has proposed hosting a charitable event that will take place on February 17th at the Paratrovich Hall here in Juneau. Proceeds of the event go to the Red Cross, and so I guess I would entertain a motion on the charitable event, Senator Stebbins.
I move that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanction of the following charitable events per AS 2460-080A2B, 100 years of flirting with disaster celebration.
Any questions, comments, and Representative Guttenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know we just went through a little ethics training, but could somebody explain again what the difference of having a charitable event sanctioned and not just sanctioned means?
Ms. Varney?
For the record, my name is Pam Varney, Executive Director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. Per the ethics, through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, it enables legislators or legislative staff to accept tickets to the charitable event from a lobbyist that do not exceed $250.
Thank you, Representative Guttenberg. Any other comments, questions about the charitable event? Any objections to the motion as read? Not seeing any objections, the charitable event is approved. Entertain a moment our motion for adjournment.
Mr. Chairman, we'll be adjourned this meeting.
That objection, we are adjourned.
Hey, look, thank you. All the power from here.
Yeah.